Bava Metzia, Paragimel, Mishneh Beis. The previous Mishnah discussed the case of a Shomer Chinam, of a unpaid watchman, and the halachas that are associated with that, and the fact that he's pater, he's not liable for anything except unless he's negligent. This next Mishnah will deal with a Shomer Socher, some a paid watchman, or a Socher, or a renter, on the one hand, and also a Shoel, the law of a borrower. And that is that a paid watchman, Shomer Socher, or a Socher, a renter, they are liable if something, Gneva and Aveda, if the item is stolen or lost. But if an ones occurs, something that's out of their control, nothing they can do about, and it breaks, etc., when they can't do anything about it, of course they're not negligent, they are not liable. However, a shoel, someone who borrows an item, doesn't pay it for it at all, that halacha is that he is obligated for everything. The only item in which he is not obligated for is if it's misamach masmalacha, if it dies due to its normal workload, it dies, that he would be putter on, but everything else he would be chayav for, even if it's an ones, even if it's something that's out of his control. This Mishnah raises a question of what happens if a person rents a cow and has a certain level of liability, and then someone else borrows it from him, albeit with permission from the original owner. So the Mishnah tells us, Hasocher para mechavero, if somebody rents a cow from their friend, v'hish'ila la'acher, and then he lends it out to another person, umesa kedarka, and it dies in its normal fashion, not machmas malacha, not because it was doing work, but it just dies. It just kills over and dies, so it's what we call an ones, it's out of the control. But the interesting thing about Mesa Kedarka is that a shoel, a borrower, is liable for Mesa Kedarka, for an ones, but the socher, the renter, is putter for that. So what happens in this case? So the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama tells us, Yishava ha-socher, Shemesa Kedarka, that the renter swears to the owner that it died in its normal fashion, and that's an ones, and therefore he's putter on that. But a shoel is liable for that. So v'hashoel yishalim la'socher. The shoel, the borrower, has to pay for the ones that happens to the socher, to the renter. So it's fascinating that the renter actually benefits over here, gets the value of the item. He doesn't have to pay the original owner, and he benefits and gets the payment from the shoel because the shoel was liable for it. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and objects to this. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Ketzad hala oses sechora beparaso shel chavero. How can this one, the renter, oses sechora, how can he do business with the par of his friend, not with his friend's cow? He's doing business with his friend's cow. He's making money off his friend's cow. His friend loses out, and he makes money. Ella, rather, he disagrees, and he says, Tachzar hapara laba'olim, the cost of the cow goes back, is paid for, indeed, by the shoel, by the borrower, who is liable for an ones, but the payment has to be skip the middle fella. It skips the middle man of the socher, of the renter, and it goes to the original owner. The reason for this, of course, the Rush explains that what's happening technically is that the renter was really lending it out to the borrower as a shliach, as an agent of the owner of the cow. Therefore, the only transactional relationship that's really going on is between the owner of the cow and the borrower, and therefore the borrower has to pay the owner of the cow for the cost of the cow.